The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. Is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba.
Damn.
All right, we're actually live.
Yeah, we're live.
I think we're live. It looks like we're live. I think we're actually live.
Fuck.
Something. Yeah.
Whew, good Lord.
We're definitely something, that's for sure. Oh my goodness.
All right.
It's been too long. I forgot if I've
activated the buttons. You know, sometimes you gotta activate the buttons, you know what I mean? Like Betty, she's not ready.
That's fine. Hey everyone.
Yeah.
It's an exploding cat live in Studio A in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's exploding something in Chicago.
Is Betty going to talk to us? Hi, Betty here, your lovable.
No, hold on. This is the
ad hoc episode 206.5.
Official personality.
There we go.
This is episode 206 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Thursday, April 5th, 2020. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website
www.chiampa.org.
Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Fuck you, Betty.
Fuck you, Betty. Fuck you.
Now she's just...
You got it, Anthony.
What can I say? Betty likes to be difficult. That's what Betty does. It's what Betty does.
You know, I push the buttons and you're supposed to go, and she's like,
no.
I've got other things to do right now.
Betty likes to argue about getting her
buttons
like, pushed.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, you're isn't the studio closed today or something? Like, what
so,
the
hey,
hell?
Tonight's Chicago studio beverage is provided by one of my favorite local restaurants, which is Range. They are located at 1119 West Webster Avenue. They have delicious things that you can order.
Good.
And this, which I'm showing to Anthony, is a dram. It takes me nowhere. Dram soda. It's got CBD in it.
I've got Hoegaarden. Hoegaarden beer.
Hoegaarden.
Down on the farm. Who's messaging you? Who's making
my
your life hell?
My friend.
Hello, friend. We are scriptless and footloose.
Well,
and fancy
we're scriptless. Yeah, he said it was taking him nowhere, and so I typed just shyampa.org in a messenger window, and that failed.
But send him to the listen link. The colon 42,000.
Yeah, because you know what? Now I'm getting the other stupid. So what is it? It's
shyampa.org colon 42,000.
Okay. All right. That's it.
That's it.
So, yeah, what's going on with the website, man?
I don't know.
Working for me just a few moments ago.
I told you, man, it's going crazy.
Yeah.
I updated the PHP on it, and it's going nutso.
Yeah, now I'm getting another server error. That's just sad.
I mean, the actual broadcast server is fine. That software is fine. But for some reason, the WordPress site is just being all stupid.
Yeah. So, yeah, let me tell them just real quick to go. Yeah.
If you want, you can even probably post it on the website, too. You know.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Facebook thing.
Gosh darn it.
I'll do the Facebook thing.
Well, I did the Facebook thing. You'll do another Facebook thing? Okay.
You did it on the regular Cyampa radio site, right?
No, I did it to the Joe and Anthony page.
Okay.
But yeah, you can go ahead and do it to the other one. Yeah. So, folks, we've got a lot of fun things in store for you tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of COVID-19. We're going to talk about the things that we're watching at home. We're going to talk about how crazy we're going. A lot of things.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going to text my other friend, 42,000. Ah, damn it. You know, when you want something fast, you got to go slow. That's all I can say.
Absolutely, that's how it works. All right, I'm going to post it to our website. Or I'm going to post it to our Facebook.
Facebook. So if you're just joining us...
If you're just joining us and don't know what the hell's going on, we really don't either.
Exactly, because this is a very impromptu show. When you listen to it on the recast, you'll hear the great start and the Bettys and the Rogers. Well, the Roger hasn't started yet. I don't even know if Roger's ready. He's over in the corner. He's all creaked out. He's just like,
Is Roger really all creeped? Well, I don't think we're supposed to operate Roger on Sunday. I think there's something in his owner's manual about that. It doesn't work properly. So.
Ooh, what happened to Roger on Sundays?
I don't know. He's old,
I gotta read about this. I need to read about
this. He's old, so he has those old, he's got grandfathered stipulations in his contract from years gone by.
Wow. Well, we need to upgrade him to a new video game machine, and then he'll be right as new. So anyways, what do we got in our script tonight? What do we got?
The weed corner coming around.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, I can look up some weed stories if you want.
Actually, why don't you tell us about your experiences so far going to a dispensary during...
You know, that's a very good point. So...
Yeah.
Luckily, the state of Florida has determined that all dispensaries are essential. Thank God, because we're medical, so they're like, nope, medical dispensaries are, and liquor stores as well. Liquor stores too are essential, by the way, which is fine. Cheers. So you now have to go and you have to place an order online without question. What are you doing? You're putting things in front of my face.
So it would appear Cheyampa.org/42,000. Do you have to have the slash behind it?
It's working for me. Here, let me send you the
link. Your phone? On your phone?
Not on my... I can try it on my phone. Hold on.
Because that's how most people are going to be probably accessing. Sorry, folks. This is all new for us. Our website's been kind of flaky for some reason. Yeah. Did you have to type the HTTP?
No, I didn't have to type anything. I just typed Cheyampa.org/42,000.
42,000.
Yep, Cheyampa.org/42,000.
I get a, this site cannot be reached.
Really?
Let me take off Wi-Fi. Yeah, let me take Wi-Fi off. And let's see. Yeah, see, I took, so there's something weird going on with my internet service.
Uh-oh, you got weirdness going on.
But which is weird is that we're talking, so I guess... However, okay, here's the thing that I have noticed. and I'm sorry, we're going to talk about your weed corner in just a second.
Sure, that gives me time to find something.
Internet has been really weird lately. I don't know if anybody else has experienced this, but and I guess it's for reason.
Absolutely.
There's like a shit ton of people at home doing work from home. There's lots of video activity going on, I'm sure. Not only just Netflix and Amazon and all that stuff, but people doing conferences, kids doing video conferencing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of bandwidth being used, and that's going to put a damper on things. I've even noticed, and I'm not comfortable with this, and I don't know how a regular phone line system would handle it, but sometimes at other at my place of business, basically, I've had instances where I've tried to make a call, and it goes to an all circuits are busy situation, and it kind of like stays like that for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and it clears up, but it just seems like it's happening a lot more now, and so I'm just thinking maybe there's just so much activity.
Yeah, it's a capacity issue. I mean, it's possible it can happen on a POTS line too. It's just a lot less likely to happen on a POTS line.
That's what I figured. So yep. What you got for us in your weed corner?
Well, I was talking about my experience.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to order the weed online, and you go through all that, and you pull up, and it's gotten progressively more contactless as I've gone. Because I've made 3 trips since this whole thing has started.
Ooh.
And you pull up to the front. And someone's sitting out front, and they run to your car, and they get your ID, your weed card, and they look up your order on a little tablet. And then, you know, at least that's how they used to. And then they look up your order, tell you how much it is, you give them money. They do the transaction, bring it back, bring your change. Okay, great. So
is there any security?
Yeah, my ID card. What do you mean security?
No, I mean like physical security, because they're transporting
it's in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's not a very busy area. But now it's like I pulled up to the dispensary the other day, and this guy comes kind of out to the car, but he's standing of course 6 feet away from he's got a face mask on, he's got gloves on, he's wearing a condom, everything. So he's like still like 20 feet away from the car window. And I'm like, I have a pickup order. Okay, what's the name? I give him my name. And I hand my card. And it's like he can barely reach it to get the card. I kind of almost like threw it at him. And then he looks at the card. And then he gets on a radio and he gives him my name. And then he gives him a total back. And he tells me how much it is. So I give him the money. Which, again, he's, like, 20 feet away, so I kind of almost, like, I'm, like, throwing $20 bills at him. Because they don't do can pay outside, because their Wi-Fi doesn't work outside, so they can't do can pay. So then they take the money and run inside, and he comes out with a bag. He says, my change is in the bag, and he's still, like, 20 feet away, and he, like, just throws the bag in the car window.
That's ridiculous.
He kind of hands it to me, but he's kind of more of, like, a very stretched kind of handing out to me type of situation. So,
you know, I guess practicing good hand hygiene is difficult. I mean, I'm sure they have to have some kind of hand washing facilities within the building for the structure.
Oh, yeah, they have a bathroom, of course, yeah.
So it's like, you know, wash your hands, put on some gloves. You know, I don't know. I think each locality probably has its own restrictions on what can and can't be done. But I know for Chicago, it's you can come in. We have to separate you, you know, no more than 6 feet.
You mean no less than 6 feet?
Or no less than 6 feet, right? Yes. No less than 6 feet. And you know, if somebody wants a curbside, now we've had some folks that really literally want curbside pickup, meaning I put it on the fucking curb and you pick it up.
You know, I did an Uber Eats at home the other day, and the son of a bitch just left it right in front of the door. And the bad thing is my storm door opens out. So we put it like right in front of the storm door. So it's like I had to go out. If I pushed the storm door open, it would have actually like knocked the food over. So I actually had to like go out through the garage and walk around and pick up my food and come back through. I'm like, really? Come on.
Yeah. Now, you know, meanwhile, if you listen to all of the news and you watch all the different briefings each state seems to be having these days, you will literally think the world is coming to an end. And
is it? Is
I have
it
to
really?
Say, I have to say, on the economic side, unfortunately, does anything work on this damn thing? Oh, maybe because I don't have the red button on. That helps.
Turn the red button on.
This week's word of the day is neuter. Now, last week's word was recidivitudinous, which means having a quality of being honest and morally correct. But since this week's word is neuter, we can neuter all those recidivitudinous people because neuter means to castrate. And in the English language, you can use the word colorfully to silence things. For instance, like, I want your whining neutered. For instance, of course.
Of course.
Wait, no, wrong button!
And now our new word of the day is wrong button. There goes the Carnarvon wagon. The B-wagon, the Carnarvon B-wagon.
Anyways, I think Roger's got something to say. Why don't you talk, Roger?
Go ahead, Roger.
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and scallops for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Thursday, April 5th, 2020, and it is First Contact Day, Gold Star Spouses Day, Caramel Day, Deep Dish Pizza Day, Flash Drive Day, Go for Broke Day, Nebraska Day, Raisin and Spice Bar Day, National Red Road Map Day, Geologists Day, First Sunday in April. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on the fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky planted flower that stimulates a rather kidney-like spinning wheel, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no.
That's
anyway,
kinda new.
Take it away, guys.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'll push the button.
Oh, we got the special wheel tonight.
Yeah.
Damn, where's that thing going?
Well, you know, it was kind of one of those. So, you know, let's look at this kind of weird news here. Dr. Anthony Fauci's face will soon be on bobblehead dolls.
Why?
Yep, the creation from the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee features Dr. Anthony Fauci wearing a suit as he makes a motion showing how the nation needs to flatten the curve in the coronavirus pandemic. The museum in Milwaukee picked Fauci because many people see the plain-speaking expert on the coronavirus as a hero right now. Yeah.
Yay.
He isn't trying to spin things. He isn't trying to make people happy and tell them what they want to hear. He's actually trying to tell them, you know, how he sees it as an expert. And I think that's really what we need at this time, said CEO and founder Phil Schuyler. Yep. So his face also appears on socks. And a Rochester, New York shop is selling donuts with his face surrounded by white frosting and topped off with red, white, and blue sprinkles.
Jesus.
Yeah. Fauci, who is the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, has served as an advisor to every president since Reagan. President Trump has called him a star on his administrator's coronavirus task force. That's it. Back to you, Betty, Betty, Betty Boop, or whatever.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast
oh
on
God,
Shyamalan
Betty,
Radio.
You're screaming at me.
The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill.
There we go.
Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit Chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. And yes, Oscar, the word of the week is neuter. Oh, somebody's activated over there. Anyways, well, thank you, Betty. Before we get to the news, which we will not be bringing you tonight, it's a free-for-all episode, so this will be a great time for you to give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyways, our weather. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly sunny and 47 degrees. The dew point is 19, giving us a wind chill of 42. The humidity is at 33%, and winds are howling out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Sunday, mostly clear with a low around 37. Monday, showers likely, mainly after 4 p.m., with increasing clouds and a high near 56. Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4. Partly sunny with a high near 71. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 64. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. It will be breezy. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. And Saturday, a chance of rain. Partly sunny, though, with a high near 53. And that's your Chicago weather. And now it's time for Razy. It's time for crazy. Woohoo!
So I have a question.
Uh-oh. Yep, you have a question.
And I guess we're going to have to address this because we really don't have a cart set up for you. So let's
put on
no, we're going to spin the wheel. We're going to spin the wheel.
Ooh.
We need to spin the wheel a little bit more. Hold on. There we go. That wheel's too slow. Too long. It's too quick of a wheel. All right. That one. Come on, where's Incombatech?
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
So you know, right now for a majority of us, we're at home. You know, yes, you can play all kinds of video games, and you may end up playing video games 24 hours a day. Who knows? You know, that's quite possible.
It is possible.
But for when you get bored of that, or if, you know, you're bored of the puzzle, you're whatever, what are you watching on TV? That's what I want to know. So if you got a great show that you want to push out there, call us, 813-327-8566. This would be a great time to call. We're going to go on and just talk about random
It is a great
nonsense.
Time because I'm just setting up the telephonic device right now as we speak.
Oh, good. great. So, yeah, we're just going to continue on talking until probably like around 7:30 Central.
When we get close, we'll continue talking for 6 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yay! There we go. And then we'll take a little break. Yep. And then Anthony will do his little weather skit.
And then we'll continue talking for another 10 minutes after that.
Exactly.
Or what have you.
So, well, I got to tell you, I did a little swap with a buddy of mine. He's got my Aliens collection, and I have his season 6 of The X-Files.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah.
That works out.
It's been ages since I've seen The X-Files, so this
it has
is
been
kind
a long
of a
time, yeah.
Perfect opportunity.
Right?
To just, you know, take some time and go back and meditate over what Scully and Mulder have done. Wow, my voice is going. I don't understand
Uh-oh.
These
do
things.
You have the virus? Don't have the virus, please.
No, we do not
okay,
have the
good.
Virus.
No. Good.
Nope. Absolutely not. So how about you, Anthony? What have you been doing to occupy your time when you're not doing...
Believe it or not, I've actually been doing a lot of work lately. Work and schoolwork.
Really?
Yeah, I've been
really?
Catching up a lot. Other than that, I'm smoking weed and watching TV and drinking beer. I drink a lot of beer lately. That's my thing lately.
You got a favorite beer?
I like a Goose Island whiskey porter or whiskey port. Mm. It's a pretty good one. It's a bit boozy, but it's quite tasty.
What's the ABV on that sucker?
like 18%. It's pretty tough. It's like 14 or 18%.
Holy
it's
shit.
Pretty high. Oh yeah.
Damn.
It's a hefty one. I will fuck you up.
I mean, I know porters can be a little hefty, but wow, that's up there.
Oh yeah.
It's a 98% alcohol, and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's when you kind of split. You split that with a couple people. The bottle. You get in a bigger bottle, and you just kind of split amongst two or three people.
Maybe dilute it a little bit. So, so what's the restaurant situation like there in Florida? Can you still do drive-in and?
Yeah, drive-through. You need drive-through and takeout. Takeout and delivery right now.
Okay.
That's pretty much where we're at. No dining
service.
About even
like some of your more fancier restaurants.
I think some of them still offer service. I haven't tried looking for any of them that offer any service, but you know,
well,
I can't afford any of that right now.
How about that delicious pizza place that we discovered?
Yeah, they're still going. We ordered a pizza from them the other day.
Oh, good, good. They have great pizza. That was excellent pizza.
That was excellent pizza.
Thank you for changing the music.
And now for the news.
I'm getting a little tired of it.
And now for the news.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Sometimes that's just what happens. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I have sound effects too. I need to program in some more sound effects. But yeah, I if at some point we ever get back to normal, I would love to get one of those boxes that you've got.
Oh yeah, I would highly recommend it.
Folks, this box he's got is amazing. You can load it up with little graphic images and load it up with whatever it is that you're going to play. So
you got 15 buttons. 15 buttons. It's called a Stream Deck.
Stream Deck? Okay.
Yep, Stream Deck. It's got 15 buttons on it. And they're little LED. They're LED buttons, so they can put whatever you want to put on them.
So, well, how does that technology work, though? Is that like literally a tiny little screen?
I don't know if it's a tiny screen or is just one big. It might be one big LCD panel behind the buttons. It's possible, but it could just be tiny screens. I mean, it's not unheard of to have a screen the size of a postage stamp. Our cell phones used to have a screen the size of a postage stamp before.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I mean, just the fact that, you know, you can tailor it to whatever it is that that particular button kind of evokes.
Yeah, right.
The listener on the other end.
I love it. It's a great thing. You know, it can do many things.
Now, I was going to ask, can you, can you do other things? Can you turn lights on? And can you say, you know... I guess it's just a switch at the end of the day. So, yeah, can you turn on lights with it or turn on...
I believe it does integrate to some of those types of systems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that is something that it does.
It's like the hurry-up music, right?
It's the hurry-up music. We got 1 minute and 40 seconds till we hit break.
Woo. So this has been a nice little break from what we usually do. Although the stories are always fun, and we are going to miss some of those crazy Joe stories.
Well,
and you know the ones Chip Skipper digs out of the trash.
We'll be back around normally. Right now, the whole thing is we got to wait for all this shit to stabilize. Your schedule's all over the place. My schedule's all over the place. And
well, and here's the thing, you know, this may become the new normal for a little while. So,
you know, we may just do these little impromptu live broadcasts and pop them up on the website when they're done.
Yep, and we'll always put them up there. The website will always be shyampa.org. We're just having some minor technical difficulties from time to time.
Yeah, we're actually hoping with all the sequestering going on that maybe we can migrate to a different server and kind of see how that works out. That'd be nice.
Because it's, you know, we use a content management system and it's just, it's off the rails. So where are we at on time? Speaking of off the rails.
In about 30 seconds, I can do our outro.
You know, and that's the interesting thing about our shows. No matter how crazy we get or how fucked up the buttons don't work, we always are on time.
Not always. We always end on time because that's automated. We have no choice.
Thank God.
Yes, the days of 3.5 hour shows are no longer amongst us.
Oh God, do you remember those shows?
Oh my God,
those
do
were
I?
Some shows.
Those were some
shows.
I
came across a video. It's only video of me, and unfortunately, for some reason, it didn't pick up your audio.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. So it's like 3 hours of just listening to this one-sided conversation, and you're like, what the fuck was he saying?
That's too funny. All right.
Yeah. So in 10 seconds?
No, we're done. We're done.
We're done.
We done, but I was eating some tater chips. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried collusion-free GMO-loaded experience? And give us a call at 813-327-8566. Last week on This Way Out, more queering the beeb. And in the news, two U.S. queer icons and a hero fall to COVID-19. The 2020 International AIDS Conference goes virtual for safety. 17 senators and GLAAD push the U.S. FDA to allow blood donations by gay and bisexual men. UK LGBTQ helpline calls surge with isolation concerns. COVID-19 forced border closures separate rainbow family, and Trump's Justice Department backs a ban on trans girl athletes. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the International LGBT Radio News Magazine, on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back after we neuter Joe in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Baby, spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, grilled tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy milk like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? In a deck of cards, the King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. Or how about Monopoly is the most played board game in the world? Did you know that the opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
It's time to play Sale of the Century. It's just
a matter of time before I leave this pickle-lub zone.
I've become a pickle-lub zone. I've become a pickle-lub zone.
Yes, I've become a pickle-lub zone. Yes, I've become a pickle-lub zone.
What the hell was that shit? Joe, have you been hitting the bong again? Hey, Betty here. I've been programmed this time around to say, you are listening to Shyampa Radio. Tune in Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for your two favorite lovable stoner idiots, Joe and Anthony, as they do their live, The Joe and Anthony Show. Be sure to head on over to Shyampa.com for other great programming too that we recast on Shyampa Radio.
Hey, my name is Joe, and I'm one of the hosts of The Joe and Anthony Show here in Chicago on Shyampa Radio. This year, I've been spreading the love with a whole lot of laughs and getting to know the people that I make laugh. Next year, I hope to continue to do that same thing, giving you something fun to laugh about, because right now, this world needs a lot of laughter and love.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
I think so. Why don't you go ahead and cue that robot thing?
Not Betty, Roger.
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow. Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
I'm sure he'll thank you at some other point.
You know what? I haven't...
You're welcome, Anthony.
You know what? I haven't done the whole show, really.
What have you not? You haven't done any...
I haven't smoked anything the whole show.
Really?
Yes. No, I've been drinking. That's the problem. I've been drinking. I smoked up a lot before the show, and I kind of completely forgot. So we're gonna do that right now because you know we're not running any story time right now, so we can just kind of sit. We can sit in the bed here for a bit.
And you know, I wanted to say something, folks. You know, with everything going on in this crazy, crazy world, I don't want any of you to think that we are taking any kind of, like, hilarity against what's going on. But I'm going to tell you something. The Joe and Anthony Show is here to entertain you. We're here to make you laugh. We're here to take you away from all of the craziness that's outside in the world today. So, you know, if you get all antsy and pissed off that we're not, like, 24/7 COVID... F you.
I don't think any of our listeners would feel that way.
Okay, good.
At least
you
I
know,
hope
just
not.
In case, you know, you never know. We might have some really weirdo, uptight people that, you know.
That's like true. We could. It's possible.
Ooh, you have a new device, or is that just.
The same device.
Oh, okay. It just looks different than the light.
I probably cleaned it. That's why. Yeah, it looks different than the light. That's.
Yeah. And your camera quality is looking good tonight, too, I have to say. Yeah, folks, you know, there's a really cool... you have to set up a server for it, but it's called TrueConf. And how many people could connect up to this call?
The license... Okay, yeah, I'm good. The free license gives us up to 5 users.
Okay, so TrueConf, somebody sets it up as a... as a server in one location.
Everyone gets the client, and
Yep. You call into, an IP address, or...
Whatever. Whatever you have it set up as,
Yeah, whatever. If you just have an IP address, great. Or if you got a website linked to that IP address, that's probably even better. And
I'm trying to get the World Labor Guys set up with something, because they're locked out of the studio.
So what would it require, though?
They can use our server. I would just have them use our server. Yeah, I would just set up accounts for them.
How would they connect though to their station? That's the only.
They're not. They won't. What they'll do is they would do a recording and then have the station, like have someone remotely upload it to the station.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it wouldn't be a live. Unfortunately,
it wouldn't be a live. I told them we could do a live one on our site when our site's working. Well,
our site's working now, I hope. At some point.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Or we can give them a link, and then they can link that into a streaming system or something. I don't know.
Something can happen.
But yeah.
This bowl of potato chips can disappear really quickly.
You know, I've been trying to be real good throughout this whole crisis and not, like, buy a lot of junk food.
I've gained 5 pounds.
Now, granted, you know, the burger that I just ate and the mac and cheese and the fries are not considered, you know, health.
They're not considered essential?
Well, I mean, yes and no. But anyways, it's not health food, just put it that way. But it's also not, and hear me out on this, folks, it's not processed food. None of this is processed. This is like real cheese, real macaroni, real cream, really good grass-fed, you know, excellent grass-fed burgers. So it's all like natural stuff. But I mean, you know, it's a lot of protein and it's a lot of complex carbohydrates in there somewhere. So,
and a lot of cheese.
Yes. Although I didn't eat all of the mac and cheese because I'm going to save a lot of it for future dinners.
Someone's going to be a little backed up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my goodness.
Some decaf coffee. You know, any hot liquid. Just a
hot really liquid. Just hot liquid will do it for you.
Yep. All right. Hot liquid just...
Okay.
So, folks, if you've got any kind of stories that you want to tell us about your experiences during this pandemic... and, you know, if you've got a sad one, we'll listen to you just the same. You can give us a call at 813-327-8566. You know, we're here for you, at least for the next 19 minutes or so.
Something like that.
Yeah.
18 minutes and 10 seconds.
There we go.
And before we go on with more talking and bantering, it's time for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not lightly drizzling and lightly foggy. 63 degrees Fahrenheit, humidity is at 87. Our dew point is at 59, and our visibility is only 5 miles. Tonight, we have a chance of showers before 2 in the morning, and then a chance of showers after 5 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Monday, we'll have more chances of rain before 8 in the morning. Then a slight chance of showers after 2 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 82. Monday night, 10% chance of showers before 8 in the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 67. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 86. Light and variable winds. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 70. And on Wednesday, expect sunny skies with a high near 86. And then Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 72. And that's it for your Cheyampa weather. On to nothing.
Nothing! So, do you play any video games, Anthony?
I do. I haven't played many recently, but I play Naughty Bear, and I play Borderlands 2.
The fuck is Naughty Bear?
It's a very wicked, crazy video game. You're a teddy bear that kills other teddy bears.
Oh. Is this a PC game, or is this a console?
I got it on Xbox. I got it on the Xbox 360, but I think it's available across platforms.
It's called...
Naughty Bear.
Naughty Bear.
Naughty Bear. Seriously, it's called Naughty Bear.
And they just didn't want to call it Killer Bear, because,
no.
You know...
I think the rating is still pretty high, so, you know.
Naughty Bear. Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Do you still play GTA or any of that nature?
I haven't in a while.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, let them cycle out. I can't afford to buy a new system, and buying new games for an old console is just difficult because I really don't know what to play, and a lot of stuff I'm finding out there just doesn't interest me.
Yeah. I have a friend that plays, I think, like Call of Duty. He plays Dead by Daylight.
See, and I don't know. Maybe I should start trying like Call of Duty, because there's a lot of those, and I don't know. It's worth a shot, right?
You can still get Call of Duty for 360, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure, okay. Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, me, I play Minecraft. And it's like, that's all I can really wrap my head around. I can do a little bit of Tekken 7, which is kind of those little samurai guys kind of fighting each other.
Okay, that sounds
and
fun.
It's fun once in a while, just putting it into, like, practice mode and, you know,
pass
a little bit.
That sounds exciting.
That's what I do.
Okay, well, good. I think you should. I think you should enjoy that. And you should enjoy anything that you do, really. Unless you're doing something that you don't enjoy. Then you probably won't enjoy doing whatever you're doing that you don't enjoy.
Exactly.
Enjoy what you're doing, what you enjoy. Enjoy.
So I think I told you, Anthony, that this past week I cleaned out my computer. Ooh, you okay over there?
Yeah, I just I'm still the smoking device and the potato chips that I'm eating, and you know, it all runs together. Yes.
So anyways, I was really quickly telling you I cleaned out my drives and I came across all of my photos that I've ever taken.
Wow.
So they are
good
now displayed across my desktop screens, and it's cool because some of this stuff I haven't seen in ages. And it's great, you know, it's good views.
Good, good.
That's the point, good. It's good views.
That's a plus.
Yeah, so I was smart. Oh, god damn. I gotta turn you down. There we go.
Oopsie poopsie.
Oopsie poopsie. So, folks, if you want to be a part of this disjointed, crazy experience that we call the Joe and Anthony Show, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yeah, let's see if the phone lines are working. I think they should be working.
Yes, we're going to do a test. Test, test.
Testing, testing. No, we're not going to call him. Although I think he'd probably find this interesting, but we're not going to call him. 813-327-8566.
Thanks. Yay! Well, I see the light. 813.
Let's see, there we go. There we go. It's perfect.
There we go.
It's working.
Wow, that takes forever for it to alert us that we got a call.
Well, the light's been flashing for a while. It's been turned down. The thingy has been turned down. That's what happened.
Well, good. I'm glad that's working.
Yeah, I'm glad it's working,
yay,
too. Let's see, we got about, we should have been in Plethora a while ago, shouldn't we? Where's Plethora? What time was Plethora start?
Plethora.
2045.
Well,
oh, yeah.
We have been going a little bit off script, and that's fine. Betty is just done for the night, so.
All right, well, I mean, are you sure? I mean, I can start off Plethora here.
Well, if you want to go ahead and start off Plethora, do it.
That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty. Well, thank the database that you are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you, too, can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. That's us.
That's us.
Be part of this Unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for a malfunctioning website and our latest broadcast schedule, which hasn't been updated in months. And did you know that you can chat on our webpage when it is working? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start blabbing on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
You got it, Anthony.
I hate you, Betty.
You
I
got
really
it,
do.
Joe.
I hate you, Betty.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Now they all want to talk. They all want to talk.
Oh, yes, those two guys, man. But at least they've been holding the fort down. They've been kind of scaring away people that, you know, been trying to
any
kind of little shenanigans.
That's true. You know, we don't like shenanigans.
Roger,
shenanigans are bad.
Roger, you know, just seeing Roger shit on the floor is enough to make me turn away and run.
Oh, my God, I know, right? Tell me about it. Oh, Lord. The UPS guy won't come to the damn door anymore. Gotta send him a new pair of shoes. All the way across the room. Amazing. Amazing. Such good aim.
You are listening to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio.
Anthony's picking his ears out right now with his fingers.
Yeah, this show has gone off the rails, but that's okay. It'll be a fun hour to just kind of sit back and, sip your wine or your whiskey or your beers.
Your weed. Sip your weed. Right. Sip your weed.
That's the CBD dram. There Those things go. Are nice, I got to tell you. It's nice. A nice flavor.
Oh, good.
I wish I had about 100 of them. 100 of them? I would drink at least two of them now.
Would you? Well, maybe if you had at least just two of them instead of 100.
But I only had one. And you know what? That's okay.
That's okay.
One is enough. Yep.
I get it.
Did you ever watch that show, Eight is Enough, when you were a kid?
No. No, I did not. It scared me.
What did you watch when you were a kid? Why is my cord being so
Why
finicky?
Why is your cord being so finicky? When was Eight is Enough? What time frame are we looking at here?
Gosh, I want to say like late 70s? Oh, early 80s?
Yeah, I can't really remember what we watched back then, to be honest with you. It's kind of a blur.
You're only about 6 years off of me, so
yeah.
Even with that said, let's see, for you, wait, hold on, click, 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 click. So I would have been already 12 when you were 6.
Correct.
And I think at that time, Star Trek The Next Generation was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
MacGyver was out.
Yeah.
That's a show I watched a lot.
Yeah.
What else was on? I know there was a lot of cable TV stuff out.
Yeah, I can't remember everything that was out.
Because I remember our neighborhood. Our neighborhood got cable TV, like, pretty early.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And, yeah, it was really weird. It was like the inner ring neighborhoods kind of got TV. Cable TV pretty quick.
Hmm.
Well, I remember I watched the guy put the wires up on the pole. I think, you know, my 12-year-old self at that point was interested in hot guys, and he was a hottie.
Well, good. At least
Anyways,
you got to enjoy
that. Yeah, and I didn't realize it at the time, but I was also fascinated with wires. You know me. I like wires.
You're still fascinated with wires.
Not as much anymore. I like to just leave the wires alone now. They work.
Yeah.
I get 1 gigabit per second service out in the living room, and that's great. You know, that's
great
for everything.
There
you
go. That's all you get. That works wonderfully.
Yep. So, yeah. Well, folks, I'm glad you had a chance to listen to this show this evening.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It has been.
I know we've got 8 minutes left, or 7 minutes.
Actually,
or 6 minutes.
We only got 3 minutes until the ugly lights come on.
Oh, those damn ugly lights.
Yeah, that's what they do.
You know? But I got to tell you, folks, I'm just going to be 2 cents political here.
All right. Get your 3 minute soapbox.
Well, 2 cents political. How about that?
My Joe's 3 minutes political, political soapbox.
We need. Really good leadership, and that's all I'm going to say. And everything requires good leadership. Everything in this world.
Oh, absolutely.
If you want to get something accomplished, you need some people that are going... You need a person that's going to lead, and you need people that are... They've got the integrity to do the job. So... You know, let's do it, because I don't want to be stuck inside all summer. I don't think anybody wants to be stuck inside all summer. And you know what? I'm a person that usually is stuck inside a lot, and I'll go out once in a while during the summer.
Yeah,
and
so
I want to be able
go.
To do that.
I like I to go outside. To I go outside a lot.
You know, I want to be able to go to my favorite restaurant and just sit down and eat inside. I don't want to
right?
have to be like, oh, hey, how you doing? I got to
hey,
go
how you
out.
Doing? I'm going to carry out. Let's,
I might kill you.
I'll go eat. I'll go you eat know? Out sitting on the curb over there. Some Blech. Crazy shit
Ooh,
like that.
Pardon me.
Bless you, my son, my child.
So that's my 2 cent political.
Is it
the Chip Skipper 2 cent political? There we go.
Chip Skipper's 2 cent political.
Yep.
Okay, I think that's good.
Yeah,
that covered about a minute and a half of ugly light time. So we're good. We're good. There you go.
Yeah. But, you know, who knows? This may be the start of a whole new era. I know a lot of people are thinking this is the end. This is the apocalypse.
It's not the apocalypse, but it's a lot of things are going to change, that's for sure.
Yeah. There is the end for a lot of things.
Do we have a show title?
No.
Oh.
No, we do not have a show title. Do we have any catchy, cliche, catchy terminology. I know I said some interesting things at the beginning of the show, which I have no idea what I said at the beginning of the show.
We can call it the neuter episode.
Okay, there we go. The neuter episode. The neutered with an ED episode.
There you go. It's a 0.5, so, you know. There you go. Someone's all excited about that.
I would do a bouncy chair, but I don't think I should do that right now.
No, we don't want to do a bouncy chair.
Because you know what I've noticed? Mm. My chair now starts to sink. Yeah.
Yeah. You bouncy too much on the piston.
I wonder if I can get a new piston.
Maybe. Well,
Have a backup piston.
Hey, folks, it looks like the LED lights are coming on. And there's a flock of chickens wearing N95 surgical masks flying through the studio. How the fuck do they get masks? I can't even find one yet. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
95. Yes, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show here on Cheyampa Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend. Wait. Be sure to tune in on the weekends for the World Labor Hour, which I believe is Saturdays at noon Eastern. Yes. Weekend with Joel, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Headphone Meditations, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Noon.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just keep saying noon.
Lot more.
And noon. Noon and a whole lot more.
Visit, when it's working, Cheyampa.org for a complete, unupdated broadcast schedule.
Noon. You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and then traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Cheyampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added TechniQQ audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Oh, let me finish this, please.
Where am I? Oh my God.
Anyways, folks. Just leave us on.
Leave us on if you dare.
Anyways, go to Cheyampa.org. Thank you.
If it works. If it works. I know, right?
But we're on time, so what the hey, right?
Right?
Exactly. I'll be curious to hear how that sounds.
Oh, it sounded like something. It definitely sounded like something. Oh, my goodness. I think someone turned the air off in the studio. It's warm in here. I'm getting the virus. I've got the virus.
Well, turn it up to like 125 or something. The heat's supposed to kill it.
There you go. Thanks, everyone, tuning in tonight. We'll be back sometime. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org when it's working. Remember, folks, wear a face mask, wash your hands, and don't stick your fingers where they don't belong. All right? Have a good night. A good week, and stay tuned for whatever the fuck is coming next tonight. I think we're going back to Weekend with Joe, with an A for anus.
Bye-bye with an E.
Oh, boy.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit Shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.